Welcome back to The Black Sheep,
a podcast by Afrojack.
If you haven't been delusional at least once in your fucking life,
maybe this podcast is not for you. Well, so it's a rainy day in Rome. I suppose it's the same in the Netherlands, I think. And I don't always like the rain, honestly, because it puts me in like a kind of an existential crisis kind of mode, you know, like Bella Swan in New Moon after Edward Dumpster, you know?
Yes.
That kind of vibe. However, I think that the rain is the perfect setting, perfect environment for the topic of today.
Definitely.
Okay? The only thing missing is maybe like a hot cup of tea or something like cup of chocolate, hot chocolate.
We can make
like
up
that.
For that easily.
Yes, maybe later. So what's the topic of today? As people who are approaching, unfortunately, the end of their early 20s, which is per se is just the a trigger for an existential crisis. There has been a question that has always been haunting us, not only us, just you and me, but also like people around us that are the same age probably. And whether we ask it ourselves or we were asked about it, which is what's next? What are you going to do after? What is happening later? Where is this going, you know? So what is your, like, first reaction to this question, if it triggers something in you?
Yeah. Going back to the rain thing, I have to say I only love a rainy day when it matches my mood. I get super upset if I'm not in the mood for a sunny day and then there's a sun outside because I'm like, I'm sad right now. A sunshine is not what I need. So when I'm kind of upset and in a reflective mood and it rains outside, I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I needed. But
you can still reflect in the sun, though. Like, I think that a good reflection in the park can be as good as like a depressive one.
No, because a good day, a sunny day, especially here, which, as you said, I'm used to it raining a lot here. But it's like on a sunny day, you feel like you have to do things. You have to go out. You have to be happy. You have to, you know, just enjoy the fact that you've been blessed with the sunshine, which happens once every 2 weeks. So it kind of feels like I kind of get FOMO if there's a good day and I'm not in the mood for a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I think the question, what next? Always. I wouldn't say it's something that ever frightened me too much. I think it frightens me unless I don't know what I'm about to do. And what am I about to do? When I hear that question, I immediately focus on, let's call it professional life or academic life instead of my personal life. So if you ask me what next, I'm immediately going to say, well, I'm going to go study here and I'm going to do this and I would like to do this and that. But it's never about, like, I would never answer to that question thinking, for example, about this podcast. I would never be like, oh yeah, so in this next season of the podcast, we want to talk about this. And then I really want to go on a little trip there. Like, I immediately shift the question to like the serious things, which of course the personal stuff are serious as well, but they're not what allows you to get a living or something. And so I think that is because the
I get it, but also I think the working stuff hasn't gotten to you yet because you're
exactly
still working.
Exactly.
Like when you finish studying, you're like, so what are your plans for basically your whole life?
Yeah.
And you're like, I have no fucking idea, honestly. Yeah.
That's why I keep studying, honestly.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Safe space, like, that's what
I always say. I always say that if I had like a bazillion euros or dollars or whatever, I would study forever. Like, I will stay in university forever.
Fair.
You know,
I would
keep on
sense.
Studying. I would like keep on philosophy. Like,
but
a bachelor
I wouldn't
in
put
philosophy.
Myself through exams for my whole life.
Who cares? You can just leave. You have a bazillion euros.
Yeah, that's
true. Who cares?
You
know, just for the sake of it. Just for the sake of it. But I understand what you, what like triggers the question, what's next? And for me, I had to say, like, at times it's very exciting because I find like change very exciting, even though like within limits. But I think there can be also like some, on a level, can be also comforting to have your life plan, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a question that doesn't always comes with something negative, maybe. But and I'm not a person who plans shit, you know.
I need my shit planned. I need every single thing planned.
Yeah, but like for the day, you're not planning like from here to 3 years.
No, but I do have a little plan that I would like to, you know, follow.
Oh, wow. But is
I don't know. It's just like, let's not say I don't have a specific plan and that's it. But for any point in my life, wherever I am in my life, I have a set of possible options, a set of possible ways that I can follow from there. And there needs to be a bit of a outcome planned for all of those options for me to live in this stress. You know, I need to be in distress and just like kind of know what I can expect from life at any point. If it doesn't happen, it's okay. But for me, I need to kind of see things going in a certain way and have a reason for that being that.
I get that because I actually do the same, but I do not think that that's a plan.
I've been faced with. I mean, there is a big plan. There is the big plan, but that is like, well, I don't fucking know how I'm gonna get there.
That's the plan, though. That's the planning. That's the planning that's missing. You know, we have this both, but at least we have this problem in common. I have like, you know, long term vision. Like I wanna go there.
I know,
like,
what I'm gonna study middle, next. Like that's like enough for me for now.
Like the middle steps are like. It's like a house of cards, you know, it can blow anytime. Well, but as I said, I would love to be someone who can be able to plan this far in advance, mm-hmm. but even like from here to next month, mm-hmm. and having like a tight schedule or something, because I think that it would be comforting for me. I would feel more secure, but somehow I cannot. Mm-hmm. I literally cannot. So this is like maybe the good part.
Okay.
So at times it can be very exciting, or even like planning for a change, like saying, okay, you know what, I think what's coming next should be something different for me or for us or whatever, if you are in a couple or something.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is like the comfort of planning it, but I think that even if I try to keep this mindset on, most of times I'm overwhelmed by the question, like for like personal experience, every time that people have asked me, so what are you going to do next? So what's next?
Yeah.
I've always like had a moment where I like took a deep breath of like, oh my God, once again, fuck my life. Okay, my plans are na. And as I grow up, as I grew up, the follow-up questions are getting like more thorough, you know, like when you are in high school, what are you going to do? I want to go and study this. Okay. Oh, wow. Amazing. So you're going to be an astronaut because you want to study physics. You know, they always be like, you're going to be great.
Mm.
But then as you move forward, you're like, no, they are like, so what's your plan? What's you going to do? Maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do this. What do you think about this? What are you like?
Yeah.
It's very stressful, honestly. I'm often overwhelmed by it. Has it ever happened to you?
I think now in this moment, I feel like if I were asked that question, I would have a good answer that I'm also happy about. And that, and I could tell you what within the next 2 years, I think I will do and I will work towards doing. So now I can give that answer and I'm not stressed about it. But until 2 months ago, or even especially like last year when I was finishing my bachelor, I didn't fully know where I was gonna go, what I was gonna do. It was really unsettling for me. Like, it's something that I really don't like. Also, a sudden change is something that I don't think I'm good with, because I need my time to mentally prepare for it. As I was saying, I always need maybe not a plan, but possible outcomes that I can look forward to. So something completely switching in my life from one moment to the other is not something that I enjoy, because I don't have the time to mentally prepare to that. But now, so that is the case in which the what next question stresses me out. Because if I cannot answer, then of course, no one wants to get questions that you don't have an answer for, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You only like you only are happy about the what next if you know what you're gonna do, if you're happy about it, and if you're happy to talk about it.
We're having our first disagreement here on the podcast. I'm very excited about it. But I think that the being like knowing that a change is coming is absolutely not like it doesn't like mean that you're not getting stressed or overwhelmed by shit. Because think about like all every time there is a WhatsApp question, there is all I think that what makes it worse is that there is always a deadline, at least for like a regular standard life from a person going to high school then to having a bachelor, then a master, and then going to school. There is always a deadline that is stressing the shit out of you. Like, you know that your bachelor is coming, it's coming to an end, and you have to do something next. And you are stressing about it for a whole fucking year.
Yeah.
You're losing sleep, you're losing hangouts with your friends because you have to do this and that. You have to look for a university, look for a course. So I don't think, I actually prefer like a sudden change on some level. Because like, okay, it's changed. You're faced with harsh reality, maybe. Okay, it can be tough at the beginning. But then you can sort of build up everything again. Does it make sense? Like, you're like, okay.
No, it makes totally sense. I just, no, thank you. No, thank you. Like, if I already set my mind on something happening in a certain way, then that's how it's gonna go. You have until, depending on how big the change is, you have a month to tell me. A month is what I need to mentally prepare to whatever you have to throw at me. But give me that month. If you don't give me that, then no, it's not happening. We're sticking to the comfort zone. Thank you.
Oh, it makes sense. It makes sense. But, you know, nobody's going to keep you in the comfort zone.
No. I know. But that's what I'm saying. I can push myself out of it. But it's just like, I have to.
Yeah, it's upsetting. It's upsetting, obviously. Yeah. Obviously. But I think that thinking about like the, I think that like the problem in general is like anxiety for the future, you know, like in both situations, for even for the way that I see it and the way that you see it, like you are maybe like, okay, I want to be certain of what is happening. I want to know up front, you know, I need to plan. I need to know what I'm doing. And for me, it's just like, I'm so scared of nothing, like having nothing ahead of myself. Okay. Yeah. And I'm gonna go like maybe a little like deep here, but I was thinking about this the other day, and this anxiety for the future actually makes it impossible for me to enjoy the moment.
Okay.
Like, as I said before, you are, I don't know, finishing university and you know that something else is gonna come, so you have to stress about what is coming next, that you do not have time to appreciate the moment you are in.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially with memories, I feel like sometimes my happiest memories didn't feel like that in the moment. Does it make sense?
Yes, I absolutely get you.
Like, I can appreciate things with time, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but when it comes to memories, I would like to like be able to enjoy them in the moment. And I think this mania for the future is what ruined this for me. Like, it's very difficult for me to look up to a moment like, I was very happy there. But if you think about how I was living in the moment, I wasn't feeling like there is no, it doesn't match the vibe from how I remember it and how I was living it.
I relate to that in a lot of things. That's very true. Yes, because you are so driven towards what's next that, of course, you're not focusing on what you currently have. And for me, it's also like worrying about losing what you currently have in the future, which then again just reinforces the fact that you're not enjoying it until you have it. I don't know, because again, going back to ending my bachelor, I knew that that was my last year with most of my friends. And now thinking about them and missing them just makes me realize, wow, you didn't invest as much time as you could have in them. But in the moment, you're thinking about something else. You have to write your thesis, you have to look for masters, you have to decide what you want to do with your life. And so everything kind of, it becomes harder to prioritize the things that then are what actually is important, because that is what you will actually remember. I think in general we tend to not remember the struggle. So that's why we focus so much on the future, because then if we work towards something, we achieve that. We, at least for me, completely forget all of the efforts that took us to get there and all of the things that we've given up on to achieve that.
I get it. And I would also like to add that, I don't know, if we actually lived in a moment, let's take, like, it's make a general statement. We are working towards something, okay?
Yeah.
Something X, something that we want.
Yeah.
Can be whatever you want. It can be a master, it can be a job, it can be, you know, building a family, whatever. And going back to what I said before about the looking back to the memories and feeling differently from how it actually felt in the moment, I think that if we were, there is like, I don't know how to explain. It's a really difficult thought because it just came up to my mind. Like, if I actually spent time enjoying the moment, probably I would have been stuck there. So there is like, it's impossible to sort of move forward and do something to move forward. And not impossible, but it's very hard to like appreciate the present and then strive for the future at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like So it's almost like they're pulling you in two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Like one is like going here, the other one is going there, and they never, you know, they never encounter themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
It was very depressing, actually, this part. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, but it's like I think I often think about this because I often realize how not good at enjoying the moment I am. How I'm always like, if I'm at the club, I'm stressing because I'm like, oh my God, then I'll have to queue to get my coat. I hope they still have my coat. I hope they haven't lost it. Now I'm exaggerating, of course.
Whoa. I never leave my coat in the disco. Never. I go without.
One thing, and now I'm saying exactly the opposite to what we said before of like not being able to enjoy the moment and then those are your best memories. There are also the time, and that is always summer, because I don't have to worry about school, I don't have to worry about work, and so in summer my mind is free, and in summer is most of the moments where I'm like, I leave them and I'm thinking, I'm remembering this is so good right now.
And it's
always summer. It's always when you're relaxed. Like, I don't have many moments in January and February where I'm like, I'm going to remember this moment. Maybe if I see the snow for the first time.
Yeah, no, but even that, like, you forget it.
Yeah.
You will see it again, you're like, okay, it's just the snow.
Yeah.
But I totally get what you're saying. Like, when you take out all the stressful part and you know you're here just to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
That's peak happiness. Then when the happiness peaks, that's a great memory.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like, now that you say it, I can actually list like at least four, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, four moments where I'm like, yes, she's right. Like, I can actually remember. And they're all in the summer. They are
and
all the, in
and
the summer.
Yeah, and I'm also drunk in most of them.
No way. No, for me, not. For me, actually, not. I am not. I have to say,
nah, I'm joking.
Think, like, for
me
example,
neither.
One of my greatest memories was on my birthday when we went, when we drove during the nighttime.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
That was a great trip. The other one is Primavera Sound with my friends.
Yeah.
Now that I am listing them, I cannot actually name them, but these two are in the summertime and they were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That was peak happiness for me. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. And it's probably, going back to the beginning, probably because it's sunny and not rainy. So you have to be happy.
Yeah, true. Even though, like, the temperature are getting, you know, a little upsetting, you know?
Oh, actually, how do you feel about working during summer? Because now that's your next, isn't it?
I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Okay, this is disclaimer. I was joking. But seriously, it's going to be very hard because in Milan, the summers are killers, you know?
Yeah. I remember.
The temperatures are unbearing and you cannot even, you're not like, okay, it's fucking hot, but you can go to the seaside, you know?
Yeah. No,
you
not
can.
Milan.
You can. There is just a city and, you know, I don't know, flowers. What the fuck do I do with flowers? They cannot refresh me, you know? And also like a beer or a bottle of water is like €4. I don't know. I hate it.
Awful.
I don't like it.
Awful.
This is the kind of planning ahead that I do not like. I do not enjoy, I do not see the comfort in it, you know? But in the end, you know, what can I do? Until this podcast doesn't pay, I have to work.
So. Yeah, exactly. But a lot of people actually say that working during summer is the best because most employees are on holiday. So you kind of do your own thing. There's also not as much work to do.
Not in this case.
Nah, I was thinking of
I am not employed in an office. I'm working for a foundation. So my work doesn't change. I still have to do the same shit. People are still going to come because it's vacation, you know?
Yeah.
The other, I am there to offer like
the good a memories. Service
for people too who are coming on vacation. So my work doesn't change. The amount of people working there does not change because we don't have... They're always open. They're always fucking open. So
you'll see happiness without living it.
Yeah, but also I'm not afraid of it. Like, I'm like, okay, this is what are you offering. I accepted it.
So yeah, of course.
I have to deal with it and that's it. Maybe I will complain a little bit along the way. in my style, because you know it's always good to complain sometimes, but just like just to get it out there and that's it. But I will survive, do not worry, I will survive. So without a further ado, I think we can like close it up.
Yeah,
and until next week, we remind you that next week there is going to be the Oscar episode, because Oscars will be on March 10th. So we will report on the winners and the best situations. We will try to watch all the way through. We cannot guarantee that.
Definitely.
But until next week, long live the ship always.
And until next week, bye.